Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Had a nice little night last night. Took my daughter out for her birthday dinner. We like to take the kids out to dinner, like their choice on their birthdays.
Where'd she go?
And well, it's funny because we kind of like try to sway her.
Oh, it's really not her choice then.
Yeah, it's really not. So she was listing off a few places and we're like, oh, but have you thought about this? And what do you think about this? No, I'd really like to go here. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good spot. But boy, this one's much closer. And don't you like this, you know, at this restaurant? And I don't want to name the ones we didn't want to go to.
Oh.
But we ended up at Tapado last night, which is one of my favorite spots.
It is.
Weird that's how it worked out like
it's
that.
It's funny. Yeah, she didn't even want pizza.
Yeah. Oh,
you're like,
baby.
They have really good beer here.
Uh-huh, yeah, oh. Which I actually got a happy hour beer last night.
There you
night.
Go.
You know, yesterday was a day.
Look at
so
you.
I was just like, I'm going to have a beer on a Wednesday night. So, yeah, we
celebrate your daughter's birthday.
Yeah, pretty much. Happy birthday, honey. Is it happy hour? Is it happy hour? She got some fun gifts. She got those viral... All the kids are wearing them. They're like really big, oversized, sloppy hoodies. Have you seen these
oh,
things?
Oh, yeah. The comfort.
They're like it's like wearing a comforter, mm-hmm. essentially. And they're really thick and heavy, and they like go down to her ankles. And this is what a lot of the girls are wearing in elementary school. It's not for me. You know me. I'm like, you know, have some respect for how you look. But, hey, that's what she wanted, so that's what she got. And then we took a major step because this was a TV birthday. We got her own TV for her room.
That's nice.
That's exciting.
Which, you know, growing up, that was a big deal when you finally got a TV in your room. So I spent a majority of the evening trying to set that up. And it's funny because it's no longer you just plug it in and turn it on. You got to go through 45 minutes of setting up apps and permissions and logging into all your accounts. And then it, like, gives you advertisements on the screen and everything. And you got to turn all those off. Buying a TV now is a biatch.
Yeah, it's essentially setting up a phone.
It is. It really is. You got to set all your preferences. Then I'm trying to figure out the Netflix password. So anyway, she was pretty darn excited about that yesterday. So it was a good day. It was a good little evening for us. I saw on the Instagrams it was a great little afternoon for Josh.
Oh.
I saw a picture of you and two dudes, which I'm pretty tapped into sports.
You are.
And I had no idea who those two dudes were. I thought we had a couple new sales guys starting.
That I just wanted to get a picture with?
That you wanted to get a picture with. I was like, oh, these guys look nice. Are they starting at the station?
Yeah.
Who was it?
So it was a little meeting of Nathan McKinnon. Heard of him. He's a pretty decent hockey player. I think he'll be all right in a few years. And then Tyson Berry, who was an ex-Avalanche and NHL player for a long time. In his retirement, he kind of got into the beer business. He created his own beer company called Chili Ones. And it's a little play on words. A lot of hockey players have different slang and things. And after hockey games, they would in the locker room go, hey, anybody want to go for some Chili Ones afterwards? And he's like, that name.
I love that.
I love it, too. And his name, that name stuck with him. And I tried it.
Do we have some?
Good beer. We do. Yeah, they're actually in the fridge. Good beer.
I'm going to crack one open.
It's a light lager. And then obviously because Nathan McKinnon is known for being such a health freak, really, he also created a non-alcoholic version of it, too. So they stopped by yesterday just
to
talk about
that. Are they here in the fridge now?
Yeah, they're here in the fridge now.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, so he started...
You guys carry on.
He started talking about those beers, and they could not be nicer. Tyson Berry, I never got a chance to talk with or interview because he ended his career with the Avalanche earlier than when I started working. And then, obviously, Nathan McKinnon, my idol.
Yeah.
Like, that dude is a hockey god. It was so freaking cool to meet him outside of the locker room. I've had interactions with him the last 7 years of my career here, interviewing him in and out of the locker room. But to see the way he worked and to see the way he talked outside of that, I've never seen Nathan McKinnon smile.
Yeah.
And he was actually happy and started smiling. You grabbed one. There we go. He was happy and started smiling and was talking with me back and forth. And I got a compliment. They both liked my hoodie that I was wearing yesterday.
Oh,
that's nice.
So,
oh, cute.
It was a great day. There you go. You are actually cracking it open.
Oh, foamy. Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
6 a.m.
Jeez Louise.
You
what is happening?
Glug, 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 glug.
Okay.
Look at you.
Mm. Jeremy's taking a nap halfway through the show. Now
I think
we know
Jeremy
why.
Of old.
That's he's really good.
He's going to start texting Nicole at 8 a.m. You up?
I know. Yeah.
It's pretty good though, right?
I'm not mad at that. That's really tasty.
I like it. Yeah.
Especially at 6:07 in the morning.
I can't believe you did that.
I just want to let you guys know I love you guys. I love you guys so much.
We love you too. We'll drive him home today.